Sasha, if we had the finances, we would start with Spandau Ballet and Gold this week.
Oh yeah, right on, especially after what's been going on in the netball world. How about we sing it?
Have you actually heard me singing? I don't think so, Samar.
I haven't, but I'm ready right now. Even 10 seconds.
Not likely.
Well, I'm Sasha Shipway, and this is The Netball Show.
Once you start winning, you kind of want to keep doing it as much as you can.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
Chris Kett here from Benacross Maverick. We are announcing Frankie Wells and Alice Travis.
Jade is a massive name to get her, just absolutely incredible.
This week we hear from Carolina Hanlon, who speaks to The Netball Show about joining Thunder, and Frankie Wells on joining Benacross Mavericks.
Yep, going to be a busy show. And where else to start apart from Fast Five? That gold medal, absolutely outstanding.
They have the Midas touch. It's golden. What a fantastic weekend.
To be fair, I've had Eat My Goal in my head since then, but that's a chant, so we could probably get away with that. What do you reckon?
Do you think? Yeah, let's give it a go.
Yeah, go on then.
I'll follow your lead, Andy.
Oh, so eat my goal. Are we? Where's my backing vocals there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible backing singer, but no, at least maybe I'm a better co-host.
Should we stick to what we're good at?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Maybe we should.
Oh, no.
Before everyone tunes out.
I am literally burning up now. Fast Five gold winners. The fact that everybody just got out there and totally enjoyed the games.
Oh, 100%. And Melbourne, our capital of sport, especially, such a great place for them to be hosting the Fast Five World Series and then to have all the international teams there. And there was such a buzz around it, so much about it on Twitter and everything like that. So, and really great news for England to be able to take away the gold after kind of always taking the backseat behind Australia and New Zealand.
Well, that was a bit of a surprise to me. I mean, we are UK-based, but I got the impression that Australia, they were missing people like Sharni.
Yeah. I think they're very Australia. I remember before the last Commonwealth Games, actually, Australia did something quite similar where we played three match test series. England played a three match test series against Australia, and I think we won. I think that was the most recent time that we've actually won a series against them. But it was the year before the Commonwealth Games where they were playing their inexperienced and young players to be able to use that opportunity to get match experience at a high international level. And I have a feeling that Australia are back at their old tricks. You know, Commonwealth Games are rolling around in April, so it might be Fast Five, but they're definitely using it to a tactical advantage to have players in there who you may not have seen before.
The team enjoyed the whole experience, and Amer and that whole team spirit as being captain, it just reflects on everybody else.
Oh, definitely. And it's so much more enjoyable to watch it when you can see that everyone's having fun playing as well. Helen Housby's hair, can't not talk about it. It was just, it came in like a wrecking ball.
Oh, very good. You've been working on that one.
No, it came straight to me, Andy. I'm full of wit.
How about Serena being player of the tournament? That was noticeable.
Definitely. So well deserved. I love her. I think she's wing defence. Well, obviously you don't have a wing defence in Fast Five, but the position that she traditionally plays is kind of like a position that people don't often gun for, but so well deserved. I love watching her play. She puts her body in line on and off the court, and yeah, she's a joy to watch. Very well deserved.
It's nice as well that obviously the English players playing over there in the leagues as well, they get on really well with the presentation team, and the fact that there's that banter between them is maybe not as evident over here.
Yeah, no, definitely agree with you. I think it helps that we have, well, a lot of the players who were in that team play out over there, so like are quite well connected, which is definitely good. I read that there were 1.4 million viewers of the Fast Five out there in Australia. That's like not including streaming or anything like that. So it's just such a fun tournament. I'm really glad to hear that the coverage was like so successful.
You hit me with a stat then. There were 1,064 goals.
Oh my gosh. Well. Is that including the like different points or the actual, that is that the number of goals that went in the net?
Let's just go with 1,064 goals, please. That's the only
Stop questioning it, Sasha. All right, I'll take it.
It was on a graphic, so that's good enough for the graphic. Delighted for Emily Perry. Shall we say a friend of the show? Yes, we shall.
Yes.
She's put that she was so privileged. It feels great and it gives you fuel for more wins.
Definitely. That winning feeling gets addictive. I know everyone wants it. Jamaica definitely would have wanted it. Bit of a bitter loss for them, but... Oh, well done to the England girls.
A couple of newsy bits. Lightning have got limited season memberships available. Obviously, the best seats in the house, you get 25% discount on the pre-season games, a supporters pack, and 10% off merchandise throughout the season. We've also got Welsh netball star Dara Llewellyn, who's going to be up for a Nation Radio Sport Award. Nationradio.wales for that. And just announced Team Northumbria trials for their under-19 and under-21 squad, northumbriasport.com/netball-superleague. Quite a bit of information to take in, so I'll put all of them on a page. And if any of them sound good to you, have a look on the website a bit later on this evening.
Perfect. I wish I could still trial for them. Northern Ireland international Caroline O'Hanlon will be joining Thunder as part of their centre court squad next season, and she began by reflecting on her time in Scotland for the last Super League netball season.
Caroline, you're joining Thunder.
Yeah.
Was it good to be a part of Sirens' first season?
Yeah, I suppose it was a brilliant franchise. I really enjoyed my time with Sirens, and they had a really strong squad with players obviously from New Zealand and Jamaica, and obviously the Scottish players who know well from international duty. But I really enjoyed the time there, and I think it was of great value, and it helped my game a lot. And you know, I'll be forever grateful for the opportunity I had to play at Sirens, particularly in their first year. But now I'm really looking forward to this new challenge and moving on to play with Thunder.
What was it like playing in that arena for your home games? Something special?
It's a brilliant arena. We played in the first game against Wasps in the bigger hall, which was a massive venue. So it was really exciting, and the build-up to that was great. But the fans up in Scotland were great. In the same way, I know from our experience of playing at Thunder, they really get behind the team. So I'm really looking forward to getting out in the court in the black and yellow and having those fans supporting me, as opposed to the opposite the last time I was there.
It's going to be pretty easy joining Thunder then, given their history.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a franchise that I've admired for a long time. They really have that winning mentality. They've been, in the top four consistently. They produce players that are in the England setups consistently as well. They've a strong coaching panel, and obviously they have a lot of really strong youth players coming through. Combined with the likes of Liana and Joyce, with that sort of international blend coming in, it's a really, really strong team, and I'm really looking forward to getting involved.
Was it nice for you personally when Karen got in touch? Was she a big draw?
Yeah, absolutely. I was surprised because, as I say, I know that they have had a lot of homegrown talent coming through, and they don't usually approach us, I suppose. I was chuffed, and it was a great opportunity that I couldn't really turn down, I suppose.
They're a team with strong values. How do you think that's going to help your game?
Yeah, as I say, they have a really strong team across the court, and they've had a lot of changes in personnel even over the last few seasons, and they've managed to maintain their high standards. So, it obviously is down to the mentality within the club and the ethos within the club. So, I'm really looking forward to learning more about that, and maybe trying to take some of that back home.
Had you had a close eye on them last season? Had you been watching how they got on?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, They, as I said, you know, probably at the start of the year with the number of players that had changed over, you know, you probably didn't expect them to do as well, which is credit to them and credit to their coach, the coaching staff. But, you know, when we played them, they beat us well in the first game, and the second game was really, really exciting game. But yeah, no, you never underestimate Thunder. You know, they consistently perform to a very high level, and it seems to be their mentality and ethos in the club.
You obviously still play for Northern Ireland and 70 plus caps. Is this passion still there every time you put on a dress?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you just look forward. I mean, I suppose I don't really count the caps that often, so you know, that's not really what it's about. It's just looking forward to the next tournament. You know, the Commonwealth Games are on the horizon and the World Cup qualifiers, so I mean, they're massive incentives. And it's an honour every time that you go out on the court.
And Thunder's facilities helping you towards that Commonwealth?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping to learn a lot from Karen and the team, and hopefully I can improve my game further in the run up to those events.
Quick message for Thunder fans at all?
What's it up on?
all the others you managed fine, and then you stuck on this one.
Well, hopefully I can bring something new to the team and fresh, and plenty of energy, and hopefully they'll get behind me.
That was Manchester Thunder's Caroline O'Hanlon, who will be joining the team next season. Next up today, we've got Frankie Wells. She has joined Benicus Mavericks from Surrey Storm. This is a phenomenal interview. You have to keep your ears wide open and your brain ready to absorb it. Andy?
Thanks. Frankie, first question. How good do you look in purple and black?
I haven't tried to keep on yet, but I know that purple is my colour.
It's obviously a great move, mind, and you're looking forward to getting things underway?
Yeah, I am. I've been training with them already a bit, and it's just been so fun. Like, I'm just so excited for the season that's going to come. I know it's going to be a good one. I just know it's going to be a good one.
Those conversations with Kat, pretty evident early on that it's right for your career at the moment?
Yeah, I think so as well. Obviously, being at Bath Uni, I had to look at travel and everything and where I feel is best that's going to, you know, progress me. And after, like, weighing everything up and, you know, ticking off the pros and cons, it was just the option that I feel is just going to take me forward.
And the nice thing is working with Kat as well at under-21s and clans, so a bit of a boost when she contacted you?
Do you know what? It really was. It's such a compliment when someone, you know, goes up to you and goes, do you know what? I really think I can take you places. I've seen what you can give and I know what I can get out of you. And it really was just such a compliment when, you know, Kat said, look, this is what I can give you from what I've seen. And I was almost a bit like, wow, you know, I've been given this opportunity. You take the risk or you lose the chance.
Can we have a quick look at Storm? Obviously, you spent time around the franchise for so long. How do you think that has influenced your career to date?
I wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for Storm. I've been with them since my MPL years when I was 16. And then I came back to them and they gave me the Super League. So I owe a lot to Surrey Storm. And it wasn't an easy decision because, you know, they'd given me so much and they'd helped me so much. And all the girls on the team, like, helped me come out as a confident person as well. And even that first game at the Copper Box was just a, like, wow, like, I can, you know, Storm gave me the confidence of if you want it, you can go and get it, which as a player is huge because, you know, no one really talks about, you know, the knocks that you get in netball. And there are knocks. No netballer has gone knock-free. Like, there is none. So finding a franchise that, especially at that level, where, you know, you go into it nervous and then all of a sudden you start feeling comfortable and then you get confident and confident, and that's really hard to find within your first season, I think. So that's what Storm did for me, really. They gave me the confidence of, okay, fine, it's just a knock, you know. There will be more, but you've just got to move on from it and keep going. And they really have built me up as a player physically and mentally.
And even in the past when we've spoken, people like Georgia and Mickey as well, and being with them week in, week out, again, another big bonus.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere I've gone, I've been lucky enough that I've been with such great players. I mean, coming home, I remember after my first week at film, I was saying, I think I said to you in an interview before, I was like, Dad, do you know who is on my team? And especially with Mavs now, I called Mum and Dad up and was like, do you know who is on my team? Whenever anyone was announced, my dad would be on Twitter like, oh my goodness. So it's so much fun because like the little netball fan in me comes out as well, because I'm always just so humbled to be like, oh my God, I'm training with and I'm playing with, you know, whoever.
Was it similar when you first started to train with Nader? That must have been incredible.
Yeah, that was. It really was. And, you know, the thing that was more exciting was watching them and thinking, like, when you're, like, younger, being like, oh, I wonder what they're like, you know, in the changing room and what they're like, or, you know, behind the scenes and on court. And then I was actually experiencing it. So it was weird seeing them play, like, obviously I went and watched England when I was younger. It's weird seeing people like that actually then being on a team with them and sort of being like, oh, my goodness, they're actually not what I thought. Or they're, like, you know, they're exactly what I thought they were going to be like. And especially with Nader, like, Nader is so funny. Like, she's just, Nader is, oh, I absolutely love the girl. Like, she's so motivating, but she is so firm, yet so approachable. Like, that was the one thing that I was like, wow, like, you could just go to her for anything.
At Benacos Mavericks as well, I've got it right, so Kat won't tell me off, which is always a good thing.
Make sure it's Benacos.
Benacos Mavericks, yeah. I'm still waiting for my beard oil, and I don't even have a beard.
I'm sure you'll get sent some.
Excellent, that's good. How much are you looking forward to working with people like Sasha?
I mean, I'm really excited. Really excited. I can't explain it. I'm just
can't wait to get started.
Shocked. Yeah, I can't wait to get started, but I'm kind of shocked that I'm going to be there, if that makes sense. I'm not just Sasha, like all of them. Like, I'm so excited to see like people develop and train and, you know, the games and everything. I'm excited for everything, really.
And you'll be sharing the court as well with like Gabby and Razzy and Zara as well. That's a nice thing to have.
Yeah, I mean, like me and Zara are at Netball Europe together, and it was, you know, she's a brilliant player. So it's nice sort of, especially moving across. I was very nervous, as if like, I don't really know anyone, I'm not going to feel comfortable. And straight away, everyone's made me feel comfortable. Like, we've all like connected through social media or face-to-face. So it's going to be really exciting developing relationships with new people, and especially then sharing the court with them as well.
So you'll be a squad to watch this year then?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I really think so.
Aim to get in the top four?
Top two.
Top two?
Yeah.
Meaning well, business.
I mean, I'm not going into the season expecting anything, because, you know, I think when you go into seasons, you expect things. When you don't get them, you're almost like, oh. So I'm just going into the season, like, whatever happens, happens. And I'm just going to work super hard so I can help the team get into top four or top two or wherever. But definitely, yes, definitely top four.
And it'll be nice at the end of the season, you look back on it and just think, I've really worked hard to help the team.
I'm not going into it thinking, right, okay, I'm going to get caught down here, I'm going to get caught down there. You know, I'm very open and understanding of the fact that I might not be right for that certain game, or Kat might be like, do you know what, Frankie, I really don't think that you're going to work best against this defender. So I'm not going into it going, right, I've definitely got more game time just because, you know, Kat has said, you know, I'd like you to come to Mavericks. You know, I'm more okay with the fact that I'm going to be like, right, okay, no matter what I do in training, it is going to benefit the team in some way, shape or form.
That was Benacos Mavericks' new signing, Frankie Wells. And thanks for that, by the way, Sasha. It was just one of those rare interviews that I just threw open the microphones, blank bit of paper, literally, and ran with it to see where it went. Hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved it. That was one of my favourite interviews so far on the Netball Show. Wasps have announced coaching for coaches workshops with Tamsin Greenway, the netball legend. More information is on the Wasps netball website. The first one is taking place at Rugby High School on the 6th of November, so pretty soon. It's 7 till 9pm, costing £35. It includes everything from tactics, attacking play and defence pressure. And Tamsin Greenway has won 4 Super League seasons in a row as a coach slash player, so definitely one to get down to.
Tamsin coaching for coaches, a huge opportunity if you're nearby.
Yeah, definitely. We really wanted to push our community boundaries this year. You know, last year we had the task of just setting up a brand new team and building a fan base, and we did lots of community activation sort of with schools and clubs as much as possible. But this year we wanted to take it a step further. So the coach education side and the delivering of coaching sessions, that was something that was always going to be important to us in the Hub Academy. So it's taken up a lot of time over the last few months, but we're really pleased we've got a product together.
Who's it for?
So Coaching for Coaches is for any teachers, club coaches, academy coaches that are in and around and just want more upskilling. We just give them an insight into the elite side of the game, so the stuff that we look for, but we also then help translate it into what they can be teaching the players. You know, we feel it's really important. There's no secrets. You know, there's no magic way of playing netball. It's your own spin on it. So for us, it's about just giving coaches that opportunity to see how the elite side operates and then how you can fill that into your own sort of teams and get your own style with it.
You've had plenty of quality coaches over the years, it'd be fair to say. Maybe something from Lynn or something from Tracy that's with you still to this day?
Yeah, I think you take every situation you've had in whatever team you've had, and you take the good and the bad bits from it. So, over the years, I've had lots of different coaching styles in my time at Bath, my time at Storm, my time in Australia, my time in the England team. And you take all those different coaches and all those different styles, and you put them all together to make a way that you like, a way how you deliver it and how you go about things. So, yeah, I think you never stop learning. You're always looking to take new ideas. And this is what these coaching for coaches courses are all about. It gives an opportunity for us all to have a say. It's really open. It's honest. We talk, we challenge. And we take ideas from each other and pass them on. And I think that's a great way of learning.
There's plenty taking place between now and the end of the year. And the first one's going to be taking place, Rugby High School, on the 6th of November. How can we find out more information on that?
Yeah, so you can check everything on our website at WASP Netball, or go to our Twitter or Facebook and check opportunities to sign up. We're not capping the numbers, so numbers have been great. I think we've had over 100 coaches apply for across the three courses, which is brilliant. So we're looking forward to seeing coaches, and I know they're coming from all over as well. So yeah, it's just an opportunity to get involved, share with new coaches, hopefully see some different ideas, and yeah, not too late to join us.
And that's more information at waspsnetball.co.uk, taking place on the 6th of November between 7 and 9, and a cost of £35.
£35, yes, bargain.
And remember, you can look out for us on iTunes at The Netball Show. We're also available online at thenetballshow.co.uk.
There's a very good chance we'll have an extra episode this week, because at least one of the team are going to be bringing us information on their new squad this season, and we'll hopefully be having a word with their director of netball as well. But in the meantime,
exciting.
If you were interested in any of the information that we passed on earlier with the camps or things like that, head on over to thenetballshow.co.uk.
Once you start winning, you kind of want to keep doing it as much as you can.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's Kat here from Benacross Maverick. We are announcing Frankie Wells and Alice Travis.
Jade is a massive name to get her. Just absolutely incredible.
That episode of The Netball Show was dedicated to Nets and Surrey Storm's Tom Rez.